1.2 million overdose deaths by 2029 in North America. That's the sobering projection of a recent Lancet study. Eric Strain, a substance use disorders expert at Johns Hopkins, says an all-encompassing strategy beginning early in life makes sense to him.
We pay lip service to the social determinants of health, but when it comes to drug abuse, we really aren't focusing our resources and energy in that way. That's a tragedy, even for people who don't necessarily develop a fentanyl habit, but use some cannabis and don't enter the workforce and don't engage in healthy relationships and have other problems that maybe we consider our lower grade. We're losing a life that way. How do we maximize the opportunity for people to lead meaningful and purposeful lives?
Strain hopes that providing opportunities and correcting problems throughout the lifespan will enable people. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.